Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Developer announces plans for affordable housing project in South Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A Michigan-based developer, Hahn Development, is planning to build affordable rental units on the south end of Gillette. Andrew Scorfar, development coordinator with Hahn Development, met with the Gillette City Council to go over the status of the project.
That's focused on the development of affordable and workforce housing. We're active in a number of states, and over the past really 15 to 20 years, we've actually been really a leader in the development of affordable housing throughout the state of Wyoming. We've developed about 400 units in about roughly 15 communities. We've got projects all the way from Green River to Rock Springs to Torrington and jurisdictions all in between.
The Gillette News Record reported the project, located on 3.5 acres on the east side of Tanner Drive, will feature 32 rent and income restricted townhome units. These 2- and 3-bedroom apartments will cater to households earning between 30% and 60% of the area's median income, with rents ranging from $550 to $1,000 per month.
So again, Bluegate townhomes will be 32 townhome units. The units will be a combination of 2- and 3-bedroom units. Although townhome units, the project will actually be 100% rental housing. I like to make that distinction because a lot of times folks will associate townhomes to for sale instead of just the design of the unit itself. Each unit will be a two-story apartment with an individual entrance. We find residents much more prefer that style over the typical apartment where there might be someone living below or above them. It feels more like a home.
Hahn Development has experience building similar projects in 15 communities, including several in Wyoming. The project has received affordable housing tax credits and loans, but faces delays due to higher-than-expected construction costs. Hahn Development plans to apply for $850,000 from Wyoming's $5 million budget for unmet housing needs to cover the shortfall. If successful, construction will commence this summer. This development will be adjacent to a new 222-unit market-rate apartment complex being built by a South Dakota contractor on the west side of Tanner Drive. Wyoming UPS drivers criticize companies' rural delivery practices. UPS delivery practices have come under fire from Wyoming residents, particularly for discrepancies between customer tracking and internal tracking systems. Cowboy State Daily reported John Rahmer of Kindness Ranch experienced this firsthand when he paid extra for a laptop to be delivered on a Monday, but it arrived on Tuesday without a refund. UPS spokesperson Becca Hunnicutt insisted the delivery was on time despite conflicting tracking information. The issue appears linked to UPS's rural deferred delivery policy, which consolidates deliveries in certain zip codes to increase efficiency, causing delays for less than 1% of deliveries daily. Former UPS driver Ed Armory criticized the policy, highlighting cases where perishable items and medications have been delayed, impacting customers significantly. Emory urged customers to voice their concerns through letters to their drivers and unions. Current UPS drivers have also reported internal tracking discrepancies with packages marked inaccurately. These issues reflect broader concerns about UPS's commitment to timely rural deliveries, with some drivers taking steps to deliver urgent packages despite the new policy. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.